Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing the previous shiur where we saw the sugya in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and the tes where Rabbi Akiva learns from the pasuk of Acharei Shivakatzir Tishbos that one is not allowed to do charish on Erev Shavuos and one is not allowed to do Ktsira and Motzei Shavuos. So you see this din of Tosefes Shviis that Rabbi Akiva learns from the Pasuk. In the previous shiur, we asked a series of kashas on this Gemara, and now we are going to attempt to resolve the questions. And again, this is based on the Torah of Marina Rabbeinu Hagon HaGadol Rav Moshe Luria Zitzal. In the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, David Beis on the Beis, we say, Miketz Sheva Hashanim, B'moid Shnas HaShemitah B'chag HaSukkos, Shnas HaShemitah, B'moid Chag HaSukkos, Shnas HaShemitah B'chag HaSukkos. It says in the Gemara, according to Pasuk, that at the end of 7 years, the time of Shemitah and Sukkos, and the difficulty is, Shnas HaShemitah Maya Vidite. B'chag HaSukkos, Shminasi. What do you mean, Shnas HaShemitah on Sukkos? It's already the 8th year. Why is it called, why is Sukkos called Miketz Sheva Shanim, Shnas HaShemitah? This is after 7 years. This is the 8th year. It's not Shemitah anymore. The Shemitah already ended. Shemitah's been gone now for 2 weeks. So it's no longer Shemitah. So why does the Torah call this Sukkos Shemitah? Ela Lai Malacha, it's teaching you called to worship your Shlish Bashvis. Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, atay noig v'shvi'is v'shminis. It's telling you any tevuah, any grain that brought a third in the 7th year before Rosh Hashanah, you're noig minik shvi'is v'shminis. Since it brought a third of its growth in the Shnas HaShemitah, the grain is considered migidulei shvi'is, from what grows on shvi'is, and is holy with kedushas shvi'is, even though it grew more in the 8th year. Therefore, the pasuk calls it Shnas HaShemitah because it's still Shemitah Dik, because Tevuah Sheviya Shlish BaShemitah already is going to have Kedushas Shviyas. Ad kan midivrei Hagmara. Bikshu HaTosvot, why does the pasuk have to tell us this din that there's a concept of Shvi is already in the 8th year, still in the 8th year. We already learned it earlier on from the Pasuk of Bukhari Shiva Katsir. And that Asir's Ktsir of Shvi is Shenichnas L'Shminis. That's the Gemara that we mentioned at the outset. Rabbi Akiva says, why does it say Bukhari Shiva Katsir Shal Shid? It already says Sadchalos Sisra. So why do you have to learn that it's an Isra Charisha Ktsira? So it's telling you that a Charisha done in the 6th year is asur if it helps for the planting of the 7th year. And the ktsir of the shviyas, that's yotze lemotze shviyas, tvua, that grew in the 7th year and is cut down in the 8th year, has a din of shviyas. So you want to tell me over here that you're knowing shviyas in the 8th year? We already learned it from Charishu B'Katsir Tishbos. So why do we need two psukim? Classic Talmudic question. That's the Kash of Tesis. The Tesis answers that the Yimei Hacha have Amina Dahad Naigba Minik Shviyas Bishminis. If it would have been from here, you would have said that you're knowing the Minik of Shviyas on the 8th year. Hainu di kedushas shviyas no heges bahem, that they have kedusha shviyas. Man bazemit batei, has that expressed this kedusha shviyas? That it's asur b'schayra, b'chayavim b'biur, you're not allowed to do business with it, and you have to get rid of it after at a certain point. Shal dine peros shviyas, and other dine of peros shviyas, Avalachrosh v'likzer v'lader osetvua lo yisi oser. But to grant, to plow and reap and hoe, that tvua wouldn't answer the tal davar atali b'avodas ha'aretz. It's tellery in the working of the land, came the nafka shviyas sharia. Since it's tellery in the land and it's nachnis shviyas, no longer shviyas, it would be mutter to work the land, even for the sake of feel it tzarech, perish shviyas for shviyas for itzvah. Ha'chi yitzrech ha'huk. Ha'chi yitzrech ha'huk. And that's why we need that pasuk. When the pasuk from Vishnas HaShemitah would have learned only that to be knowing in the Torah Kedush HaShviyas, like Yisushar and Bir, Avaloya nilmad la'sorot avudat ha'aretz, and therefore you need the pasuk of Ucharish Uvakotzir Kishbos, Shemimenu Nilmad, from that pasuk will learn to aser even Avedas Ha'oretz, even to work the land for the sake of the seventh year produce. So we're learning not only the Dinin Kedusha Shviyas of the produce, that's from here, and from there we're learning a din on the land, not to work the land, and to do charish and ktsire, if it's letzorech peros shviz. V'nicha hashte the darish minei tosefes shviz. Yilavi lo shaycha tosefes linyan iser haperos v'kedushas shviz. Achshav muvan ma shetoresh tagmara mipasuk zeh tosefet shvit shemosefim michol al hakodesh. Now we understand what the Gemara darshins earlier. Since the Adam is Kedosh Kedusha Shviyas, even Bishminis, that's Tosefes Chol HaKodesh. But if the Kedush was only in the Paris, there's no Tosefes Shviyas that the Paris are Kedosh even Bishminis. They grew in the seventh year. And the Kedusha Eina Pokat. The Kedusha doesn't go away. So here it's telling us not only midin the peiros, but even midin the land. As midvrei tosvot mevoar sheperot shviit shenichnesu leshminit asurim ba'avodat hakarka, the peiros of the seventh year that enter the eighth year are forbidden in avodas hakarka if it's for the sake, for the benefit of peiros shviis. Even though it's tzorich peiros shminis, you're allowed to do all the avodas hakarka, but if it's a tzarech peros shviyas, it's us upshuta ubepshuta on a simple level, on the surface level, in la zemuvan. This is difficult to understand because the ikar iser shviyas was said in the pasuk of v'shavisah oretz shabbos lashem. In other words, that there is a din shvisa on the karka. In Shviz, and since now it's Shminis, and it's Mutter Kol Avodis Letzarech Peres Shminis, so there's no Din Shvisa Ala Karka. Umehechit Tesi Yasur Avodat Haaretz, Mehechit Tesi, we're going to Aser Avodis the Oretz for the sake of Peres Shviz. Mehamuchroch Mizeh Medarf Zogin, as they say in Lakewood, that from the pasuk of Bucharitz of Bukashir Tishbos, you don't learn that there is a din tosefes on what's aser in Shviyas, is aser also before and after Shviyas. But rather, the chiddush here is that there is an additional parsha of the iser avoida b'Shviyas. In the pasuk that we learn that there is a din shvisa b'Shviyas, it says, V'shavisa ha'oretz Shabbos l'Hashem. That's a din shvisa b'karka. And there's no chiluk v'gabei eze peros zemoyil. Asur la'avod et ha'karka b'shana ha'shvi'it. However, in the pasuk b'charish v'kotzir tishbos, we learn that there's an additional parasha of an iser avoda b'shvi'is. That it's not midin shvisa's karka, but rather it's a din iser avoida avur perot shvi'it. Ve'en nafkuta im ze betoch shvi'it o bashishit o bashminit. Doesn't matter where you're holding that as long as the pelois, with regard to their kedusha, are pelois shvis, there is an iser avoida for their sake, and it doesn't matter where you're holding. There's another parasha of not working the land for the sake of Peirush Shvi'is. There's one parasha of not working land in the seventh year. And there's a second parasha of not working the land when we're dealing with Peirush Shvi'is. And even though the Pasuk is talking about a Tosefes, but Bechrech, we have to learn that there's also an Isser even during Shvi'is. Now there are two Dinei Shvi'isa on Shvi'is. One is a din of Vishavisa Ha'aretz. That's a din machmas hakarka atzma shetzricha shvisa. V'yesh din nosaf av avoida letzorech peiros shvis, that's also. And these two dinim are not interwoven. That even without the first din, that there's a din shvisa on the karka, there is still a din iser avoida letzorech peiros shvis. V'lu yitzuyim avoida b'shvis atzma letzorech peiros shminis. If you can work the land in the seventh year for the payers of the eighth year, there would only be a iser midin v'shavisa ha'oretz, which is a din shvisa b'karka mikol avoides, but not from the din of avoida letzorech peiros shvis. That's the yisod gadol that we have in our hand now. These two dinim of iser avoides ha'karka. One is letzorech peiros shvis, and the other is B'shavisa ha'aretz, the pashat din that you're not allowed to work the land in the seventh year. Now the Gemara and Daf Tes Amud Aleph says, "V'chorish u'v'katzil tishbois, Rabbi Akiva oimer, einoy tzorich loimar." Pasuk doesn't have to tell us this. Chorish v'katzil shel shviis, sharei kvar ne'emar satcha lo sitra, sizra. U'mize lamadnu, we already learned that all the avoidus of the Adam are usher in the seventh year. So what do you need a special pasuk to tell us chorish v'katzil? Ela, v'chorish v'katzil hainu, chorish shel erev shviit, hanichnas l'shviit. Harisha ha'naset b'shana ha'shishit k'day lo'il ha'tzmicha b'shvi'it. This harish is aser if it's going to help the seventh year. And the k'tzir of shvi is t'vua, that was gadol b'shvi'is. And niktzir of b'shminis. So it's telling us also about the k'tzir of shvi'is that goes out into the seventh year. So, according to Rashi, what does it mean? Katzir shel shviis heyotzei lamotzei shviis. Katzir of the seventh year that goes out to the eighth year. It means that it has kedusha shviis. That's how Rashi learns it over here. Akopanim, that's what the Gemara says. Tosfos asks, Tema, and the words Sharei Kvar Ne'emar Sat Chalos Sizra, that already says Satcha Lo Sizra, she already answered Avaydis of Shvi'is, so what do we need B'chorish U'B'Katzir? So Tosfot Shoalim, Ha'etz Terech Laman Diyoma B'Reish Moit Kotten, B'chorish B'Shvi'is Loi Loki. Reyesh Misi Sover, Das Rav B'Moit Kotten, that you don't get Malkus until this B'Shvi'is. ולומד זאת ממה שכתבה התורה במיוחד את איסור הזמירה והפצירה בשביעית. But why does the Torah specify זמירה and בצירה? They're including in זריה and קצירה. And the answer is that only these toldos are chayiv and not other toldos. ולדבריו, לדברי רבה, החורש בשביעית אינו לוקה. That's Tosfos. How it's true for the man d'omer b'reish moed katan, the chorish b'shviis loy loki. We need this for the man d'omer. You don't get malchus for charisha. Now, I bet that you don't get malchus for charisha, but Bach writes, But this is only toldos chavisha, like watering the seeds. Because chavisha is an ov, so Hashem says tameya, but if more there it's mashma, even on the chavisha itself, so it's mashma in the rishash over here. And I'll be toldos shamamoid katan. On kopanim, either chavisha or toldos chavisha is mutter on shvius. You don't get malchus. The choresh b'shvius lo laki. Become a michti zmir b'chal zmir b'tzira b'chal k'tzira. Zmira, pruning, is included in zri and planting. That's what helps it grow. Or b'tzira is included in k'tzira. It's the same idea as reaping b'tzira. So ma'ach se k'sfin rachmana. L'mei marda, hani told us mechayiv. Only chayiv and these told us and not another told us. Alma filu told us v'ksivi avos didhu loy mechayev ela hanech v'ksivi behedya. As lamadnu shirak b'toldot elu chayevim and not other told us, and therefore charisha b'shvius, you're not getting malchus. And since that's the case, you need the pasuk of b'charisha b'katzir tishbos to tell you that mikom makom asr lachroish. In other words, the only toldos you're going to be chayav on is if the avos are written lahedya. Even if the avos are written lahedya, you're not chayav on the toldos. You have to write the toldos explicitly. And therefore, they had to write zmira and betzira explicitly. And therefore, charisha has to be written to tell us that it's aser. Chlal that it's aser. You would think that Chavish is mutter. You would think that Chavish is mutter. Because it's, somewhat, oh, well, it's only Yasser when it's written explicitly. And since Chavish is explicit, you'd think it's mutter. Kamash Malan, that Chavish is Yasser. But it's not superfluous then to tell us Tosef is Shvius. Say, Lo miyutar lamedo tanu Tosef is Shvius, because we have to learn it for Shvius itself. That's the kasha of Tesvis and Tesamad Aleph. Onim Tosfot ve'yesh lomar di'ikar di'yuka mikatsir u'medikitsira letosefet v'charishanam letosefet. The ikar limud is from the word bekatsir, that's superfluous. And after we know that it's coming to teach us about a Tosefet and Motzei Shvius, efshar lelmod gam mi'amila b'charish al atosefet shel erev shvi'it. Once you learn from Katsir, which is superfluous, about Tosefes Shvius, you can also learn Tosefes Shvius after Shvius, you can also learn Chorish, or Tosefes Shvius before Shvius. Ad kan, medivrei ha-Tosefes. So based on what we explained, that the pasuk of Bacharetz of Katsir Tishbas is referring to the Heirois Shvius Shenichnasu L'Shminis, and the pasuk is telling us that there is an Isser Mechudish, there is a new Isser, an Avoida Letzarech Peiros Shvius. And it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what the time frame is. If there's an Isser to do Avoda for Perish Shvius, so who adin than the Pasuk of Bukharish? That you learn Tosef Shvius Lifnei Shvius. Gamken, Zabal Lilmod, Isur al Avoda Lifnei Shvi'it, Letzorich Perot Shvi'it. Mizen Elmad, Shekmoshi, Ish Isur Kazer, Yotosef Shvi'it. So in other words, when you have the pasuk now of Bukharish, just like Bukatsir is telling us that you're not allowed to do work for the produce of the seventh year, regardless of your time frame, even if you're in the eighth year, so Vuadin, that you're not allowed to do work of Charisha for the parents of the seventh year, regardless of the time frame, even if you're in the sixth year. And from this we can then learn that even during the seventh year, there's an additional Isser. What's the additional Isser? The additional Isser is working not only the land, Vishav Isser Ha'oretz, Shabbos Lashem, In addition to that iser, there's an additional iser of working, even regardless of where you're holding, but working for the fruits of the seventh year. Because we have these two dinim. So that's this is a yesod gadol that we are zocha to learn. ולפי המבואר שיש שני דיני איסור בשביעית, הרי מבואר מזה, so now that we have two dine iser and shviyas, working the land itself and doing work for the fruits of the seventh year, אז מזה מתבאר שלא מצאנו פסוק לאסור תוספת שביעית. We don't find a pasuk לאסר תוספת שביעית, אלא בדין הנלמד מהפסוק בחריש ובקציר, היינו עבודה לצורך פירות שביעית. We only find a pasuk that asks Tosefes Shviyas from the pasuk of Bucharis Ubukatsir, in other words, Aveda for the sake of Peres Shviyas. V'kamavu'ar shemkivan shepasuk ne'amah shiyesh isur avoda b'tosefet shviyit lefanav u'lacharav. Since we learn that there is a din of Aveda and Tosefes Shviyas both before and after, we learn that Shviyas itself is also Asr. In the seventh year, it's also Asr to work the field for the sake of the fruits of the seventh year. ורק על איסור זה נאמר, דאיקא דין תוספת. And so only on this issue is it in Tosefes. But not only in Shviyas, in the seventh year, is it also to work the land for the sake of the fruits of the seventh year. But it's also also in the sixth and the eighth year. However, in the parasha of Vishovisa Ha'oretz, Shabbos Lashem, Shiyesh din Shvita ala Karka, that the din Shvisa ala Karka, we don't find it in Tosefes. Where do we find it in Tosefes? We only find it in Tosefes on the issue of working the fruits of the seventh year. But on the second din, or the first din, of Vishavis Ha'oretz, Shabbos Lashem, there we don't find that it extends beyond Shviyas itself, beyond the seventh year itself. Lo ne'amar ba'klal din tosefet, l'shum melacha. And the answer is only the seventh year. Mevoar lefi zeh, shel ota parasha, shel avuda letzor perot shviyit, shish ba'din tosefet, b'emet, ein chiluk melachot. Shekol ma she'nesar b'shviyit, nesar b'tosefet, kom b'shviyit atzma, ein eisur b'parasha zo, ela mashu letzor perot shviyit. So it comes out according to this that this parsha of Avoida for the sake of Peres Shviyas, that there's a din Tosefes, whatever is going to be Asr and Shviyas is also going to be Asr and Tosefes Shviyas. Just like the Shviyas itself, it's only Asr what's Litzarech Peres Shviyas. So too, B'tosefes Shviyas, it's only going to be Asr, what's Litzarech Peres Shviyas. And in the parasha that answers all the avodos, V'shavis Ha'oretz, Shabbos Lashem, there's no din Tosefes that answers all the avodos, nothing Tosefes. V'hainu, D'charisha uktzira, Litzarech Perot Shviyit, Asura v'Shviyit, V'rak al zeh, יש דין תוספת שביעית? חרישה or קצירה for the sake of Peres Shviyas is Asr and Shviyas. And only on that there's תוספת שביעית. סעד כאן יסודנו ומעטה כמה מיושבת היא קושיית התורי אבן. תורי אבן יקשה, we learned in the previous year, איך שייך ללמוד תוספת שבת ויום טוב מתוספת שביעית. How can you learn תוספת שבת and תוספת יום טוב from תוספת שביעית? הרי לא נאסרו כל העבודות, רק חרישה וקצירה, ואילו בשבת הרי אסורים כל המלאכות. On Shabbos, All the malachas are rasi. So how do we learn from Shvius? Shvius is only Harisha and Ktsira. And Shabbos is all the malachas. So how do we learn all the malachas are Aser from Harisha and Ktsira? That was the kasha. That tirutz. That tirutz. Sheboto din shel charisha letzorich perot shviit. That din of plowing for the sake of perish shviis, we aser an tosefes shviis, whatever is aser on shviis, and what's not aser, that other avodos. It's because on Shvius is no Isser also in this parsha. Only on Harisha and Ktsira. Midin v'shavisa ha'aretz, all the malachas are aser. And there's no din of Tosefes. When you learn the din of Tosefes, the Tosefes is adding on whatever there is in the Iker din. In other words, in the Iker din, it's aser, anything that's letzarech perish Shvius. And so too in the Tosefes. So Harisha and Ktsira Letzarech Perishviyas are Aser. After and before Shviyas, just like the Aser on Shviyas. Why? Because that's the din of whatever's for the sake of Perishviyas is Aser both during Shviyas and before and after Shviyas. And as far as Vishav Sarat Shabbos Lashem, there's no Tosefes for that din at all. The only time you're dealing with Tosefes is when it's Letzarech Perishviyas. ולכן אפשר ללמוד לעניין שבת שיש דין תוספת על כל מה שנאסר בשבת אסור גם בתוספת. So now it's gewaldic. Kommt euch, that whatever is us during the seventh year is us during the Tosefes. Because whatever is the Tzarech the Paris. And who adin on Shabbos. Whatever is us on Shabbos is also us during the Tosefes. So you may learn Tosefes Shvius from Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov from Shvius, and this Turei Evan was on the Tosis who says that Rabbi Akiva doesn't need a pasuk for Tosefes Shabbos and Yom Tov because he learns from Tosefes Shvius, and that the Turei Evan said, but it's only Aser and Tosefes Shvius. What's Aser on Shvius? Meaning, the Gabi Shvius, we only learn the Harish is Aser. The Gabi Shvius, we learn that only Harish is Letzarech Perish Shvius is Aser in the Tosefes. If the Harish is for the sake of Perish Shishis, it's Mutter. So you see that just because it's Aser on the seventh year, it doesn't mean it's Aser before. And you're allowed to do Ktsira B'Shishis Ad Rosh Hashanah. So you're only Aser Malachos Shem Letzarech Shvius. So how can you learn Tosefes Shvius on Shabbos and Aser, even Malacha that's not Letzarech Shabbos? The answer is no. But whatever is Aser and Tosefes is Aser and the Yikar also. Because here we're dealing with the other din, not the din of Shav Sa'aretz. In Shav Sa'aretz there is no Tosefes. You're dealing with the din of whatever is Letzarech Perish Shvius. And Taka, whatever is the Tzarech Perish Shvius, it's Aser in the seventh year, and it's Aser before and after. Because the Yisod is, if it's for Perish Shvius, so it's Aser throughout, both the Iker Zman, the seventh year, and the Tosefes. Same thing with Shabbos, so it's Aser on Shabbos, it's Aser in the Iker Zman and the Tosefes. Also for the Kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Gilyon that we saw in the previous year. L'shitas HaTosis, how can you learn Tosefes Shabbos from Shvius? The Sefer Shvi'is is only Yisra and Farish and Ktsira, but Nitiyah is not Aser. Like we see that a lot in places in the name of Rabbi Natan. So, not the Kol Adinim, Shenesra v'Shvi'is Atzma, there's a din of Tosefes. Shvi'is Nitiyah is Aser, but Tosefes Shvi'is Nitiyah is permitted. So how's it Shayach to learn this Midaraisa? How's it Shayach to learn Agabe Shabbos, the Aser, all the Malachas, in Tosefes Shabbos? The answer is no. That if Netiyah is Aser, Netiyah is only Aser, Alts V'Shabbos Arad Shabbos L'Hashem. But as far as the Din of Tosefes goes, it's not Aser in the Iker Zman. Shafil Sh'Rabbeinu Tam Atil Netiyah V'Tosefet Shvit, Mishum Sh'Netiyah in itself Perot Shvit. If he's Mater Netiyah and Tosefes Shvius, it's because this Netiyah isn't for the sake of Perot Shvius. And there's no Iser B'Chara Shuba Katsir. And even though it could be that Rabbi Natan holds that Netiyah v'Shvi'is Atzma is a Suha, Hayinu Mishum Sheyesh B'zeh Din Shel V'Shav Sa'aretz. And there is no Din Tosefes. Tosefes is only a Din Bavod L'Tzerach Per Shvi'is. So there's no Isser Netiyah, not in Shvi'is, not in Tosefes Shvi'is. In this second Din, of it's only being Aser to work, L'Tzerach Per Shvi'is, is not going to be Aser to do Netiyah in the Tosefes, and not in the Ikar Azman. And if Netiyah is going to be Aser, it's only going to be Aser, Midin B'Shav Sa'aretz. The Rosh happens to bring the name of Radin Ratam, that even on Shvius you're allowed to do Netiyah. Because even the Din of B'Shav Sa'aretz, there's no Din of B'Shav Sa'aretz. Netiyah is not an Averam B'Shav Sa'aretz. But even B'Lidvar of Nicha, because if it's Netiyah is Aser, it's Aser Midin B'Shav Sa'aretz. Not midin b'charis shuvakatzir tishbos b'charis b'charis tishbos is only the tzarech per shvius. So there, netiyah is not aser b'tosef shvius because that's not the tzarech per shvius, and it's also not aser on shvius itself to do netiyah. It can't be because the tosefes only it's only going to be aser in the tosefes. What's Aser in the Iker Zman, which is working for the sake of Peres Shvius. So since in the Tosefist, if you do Netiyah in the Tosefist, that's not Litzarech Peres Shvius. In Melon, the Iker Zman is also not Aser. Only Midin V'Shav Sa'aretz is Aser. Not in the second din of not working for the sake of Peres Shvius. Netiyah is in us or not in the Shvius, not in Tosefes Shvius. Shep. Kivashin Rabbeinu, the after Rabbeinu Tam, Matthew Netiyah, but Tosefes Shvius, whom Mishum Shenetiyah ain't a Litzarech Peres Shvius. This Netiyah is not for the sake of Peres Shvius. This planting of the sapling is not Litzarech Peres Shvius, the Tosefes Shvius. The lack of Yizeh Yisr B'Chari Shubu Katsir. After Yitachin V'Yizbo Rabbeinu Tam Din Atiyah B'Shvius Atzma Asura. Hanim Shim Sheish B'Zeh Dina B'Shav Sa'aretz. If it's Aser, Netiyah on the Shvius itself is Atz B'Shav Sa'aretz. There is no Din Tosefes Shalom Mitzim Ulal B'Avodu Litzarech Peres Shvius. In order to be Aser in the second din, it has to be the Tzarech Peres Shvius. And there, Netiyah is not Aser, not B'Shvius, and not B'Tosefes Shvius, because this Netiyah is not being done with Tzarech Peres Shvius. So, Mirtz Hashem, Mirtz Hashem Darkenu, we still have a lot more to say about this, and there's a lot to explain. And as always, anybody who wants can always contact me to discuss it more. We should be Zocher Mirtz Hashem, Hamshich Lulmod Vilami Lishma Vilasas. Well, the Kaim is called Ibrahim Samu Tarasavi Ahava. Thank you so much for listening. But we know that we shall continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.